We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, Zach Wheeler, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a high towering fly ball left. Pretty deep. McNeil back to the wall. Leaping try. Lead off homer, 1-0.
Unleash the leadoff Kraken. He's back. Doing his thing at the top of the lineup. How about Ronald Acuna starts the night with a solo blast, and the Braves are off and running again. And welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh. Another day, another big win for the Atlanta Braves. Hey, you, what up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? So they did end up finishing that game last night.
Yeah, they did.
As you probably know, John, they didn't get me to watch the rest of that one because when that rain came in,
I said
it was a wrap for me. But boy, you talk about hot like fire right now.
Man.
That's an exciting time to be a Braves fan. And I just think back, man, and I'm not being petty. I'm not. But I remember when the season started and a lot of people, you know, were a little upset, you know, had some concerns, which some concerns are still validated. They're still valid concerns. But right now, those bats are hot.
Yeah, right now they could hide all of their flaws because they're hitting like nobody's business. I mean, they pounded the Mets last night 12-3. Ronald Acuna is quietly on a tear.
Dude, I had this stat that I saw last night. It said the Braves have scored 134 runs in 16 games in June.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
They're 13-3 in the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, they scored 75 on this homestand in 8 games.
Yeah.
They scored 27 in the last 2 days. 27.
And my man Grant McCauley tweeted this out because, you know, Grant's my guy. I follow him. He said Freddie Freeman has 20 RBIs in 16 games this month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, Freddie's hot. Acuna's hot.
That's crazy.
I mean,
that's
Donaldson's
crazy.
Hot.
Optimism is through the roof. You know, I'm always the guy that I'm always cautious when, you know, when it comes to, you know, being optimistic and things of that nature. But I don't see any problem with being optimistic now. You know, and then you look at the way that they took care of business last night against the Mets, how it started off against the Mets. They're hot. They're feeling it right now. And the thing right now, John, is just keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it going. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Any other cliche that you can think of that fits this moment, and just see where you're at when it's all said and done. Just raise your head when it's all over and done with, and just see where you are and take it from there.
Welcome to the Kia Studios. John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Tuesday. The Braves and Mets will tee it up again tonight with Jacob DeGrom, one of those great starters that the Mets have, pitching against Julio Teheran. But the Braves wake up this morning. Philadelphia and the Nationals rained out last night. The Braves have pushed their lead to 3 games there, 3 games clear.
Keep it going.
Of the Philadelphia Phillies. They are 8.5 clear now of the New York Mets, 9 ahead of Washington, and 432.5 games ahead of the Marlins. So that's where they stand in the NL East at the moment, because the Braves are starting to distance themselves. Clearly the second-best record. They're 3 games clear, the best second-best record in the NL right now. And the LA Dodgers are 5 games ahead of the Braves. But aside from that, there's nobody between themselves and the Dodgers right now. And it really is something. I mean, some of these numbers, 10 wins in 11 games, 13-3 in June. And then there's this. It should be 8-0 on the homestand. They're 7-1. We don't have to revisit the one. But they are 7-1 on the homestand. And, Hugh, it's interesting because we talked before coming into this homestand, this 10-game homestand, and we said, look, what's the one knock against the Braves I'm not talking about pitching
staff.
Well,
you said it. You said you were the one that was on that one, John, and you were right. Like, you got to be able to protect your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done a great job so far of protecting the house. Like you said, 71. 71 from, I think it was like 16 and 15 or something like that,
exactly,
at home or something.
Exactly.
And now you're starting to make hay. But all that comes from confidence. That comes from Josh Donaldson doing what he's done. Had a phenomenal weekend, hitting mm-hmm. three home runs against the Phillies in three games. That's what it is, John. Right now, they're feeling it. Their confidence is up. They're feeling like they can't be stopped. They exercise their demons, whether you want to believe that or not, this weekend against the Phillies by putting up so many runs against them, I think. I think that they're looking at it now like, you know what? We can play with anybody. And when you're playing with that kind of confidence as a professional, you feel like every time that you go out there, the only person that can stop you is you.
All right, one other guy I want to give a quick shout-out to, and we'll talk more about the Braves coming up in about 15 minutes. We talk about Acuna being red hot. Suddenly he's red hot. Freddie continues his thing. Donaldson, all the guys through the lineup. But Ozzie Albies has really had a great homestand. And suddenly Ozzie Albies is tearing the – and you notice, Hugh, that Ozzie and Acuna have heated up at the same time. And so they kind of feed off each other, those
two. Yeah, that's kind of that whole team, John. I think that when you look at this team as a whole, throughout that lineup, you find guys that are starting to turn the corner a little bit. Josh Donaldson is one of them. And he's a guy that, you know, has been under a lot of scrutiny all season long because of the money that he was given. But I think he's worked out well. Brought some kind of swagger to this team and attitude. And as Freddie Freeman, like we just mentioned, has been consistent throughout this whole process. And other guys are starting to elevate their game a little bit. And the fact that you have multiple interchangeable bench players that have came in and contributed at different times during the season.
Morning show with John and Hugh. We'll talk more about the Braves as they get ready for Jacob deGrom. Talk about some of the latest pitching updates, including the latest on Dallas Keuchel. We'll do that in about 12 or 13 minutes. But some of the other headlines this morning, Atlanta United tonight playing at Columbus.
The Crew.
And again, this is the next round. I think it's the fifth round, actually, of the U.S. Open Cup. Just do note, again, that we cannot broadcast the game. We would love to broadcast the game. Mike Conney and Jason Longshore would love to be in the capital of Ohio tonight bringing you this game. But we are blocked by the four-letter network from doing so because they have exclusive rights.
Isn't it like I downloaded Slingbox on my iPad. Can I get it? Like Abe, the producer, can I get it on the Slingbox? He don't know. Abe knows everything else but that. Got to find a... He said, I just have to have an ESPN Plus account. I think I do. Because when we had to watch that 30 for 30, I downloaded the ESPN, and it might still be there. They ain't figured that out yet.
Yeah, so it's an ESPN Plus thing, and so you can't get it unless you have ESPN Plus. And listen, I'm not trying to harp on them. I mean, it is they did pay the money for it, but, we tried. We basically went and said, look, we'd like to broadcast these games. We asked multiple times, and were denied multiple times. So – we tried. We can't broadcast them, so it'll be ESPN Plus only for Atlanta United and the Columbus Crew in the latest round of the U.S. Open Cup, with the understanding that we are, a week from tomorrow, we get back into MLS play for Atlanta United and when they play Toronto a week from tomorrow. So that game we will have a week from tomorrow when they're up in Toronto against the Toronto FC.
Oh,
all right.
Man, I do still have ESPN Plus on my
you do?
iPad. Yeah, because I'm seeing tonight, upcoming event. Is it tonight? Copa America, Bolivia. No, that's Saturday. Bolivia versus Venezuela.
Yeah. Guess who's going to be playing?
Well,
that's
what I'm looking at. Joseph. That's what I'm looking at. I was about to say Joseph. That's why it caught my eye. I'm like, okay, all right.
And one of the good things, Joseph hasn't been playing much in these games, which is a good thing. Not only is he avoiding injury, but he's not wearing himself out.
Yeah, because we're going to need that guy. We're going to definitely need that guy.
You know, and then Barco's going to be returning to Atlanta United and coming off that incredible performance that he had for Argentina in the U-20s. So that will be, I think, for Toronto FC, if I'm not mistaken, more than tonight. Good news all the way around when it comes to the soccer and baseball around here at the moment.
Yeah, and if you want to go a little bit broader, like over the border, Canada had their parade last night. Toronto Raptors had their parade.
1.5 million people.
And the foolishness ensued. That's the first time, I think you said it out, two people got stabbed and three people got shot or something
Four people got stabbed in two separate incidents.
Wow.
And two people got shot.
Is that a first?
At a rally? Maybe. Well, I mean, not at a sporting event.
That's the first at a sporting event.
I mean, the Boston Marathon bombing. I mean,
well, not that. But that was kind of premeditated, I guess.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about just to go out for just random celebration, and you brought a gun and shot.
I don't know. I mean,
who goes to a celebration with smoke on their mind? Like, who wants? I wish you go into a rally. Well, I don't like the word rally. That just sounds weird. You're going to a championship celebration,
mm-hmm.
packing heat. Now, I understand that, you know, you have to protect your neck at all times. Some people live by that mantra, but still. And you get there, and everybody's in a joyous mood, and you find a couple people to shoot and stab at the event.
Well, they had the one piece of video with the wave of people running away from the shooting was, like, frightening. I mean, it was almost a stampede. And see, what really happens is the two people got shot. You know, I understand that. But more people could get hurt in that kind of a stampede.
Yeah, the stampede, because then you might have mothers with their kids, and
right.
You know, you lose the kid and things like that happen. Yeah, that's why for me, man, like big events like that, I kind of like to stay out of the way. Even when me and my son went to the Eagles parade,
uh-huh.
we were at TGI Fridays?
Mm-hmm.
We were like on a balcony. And we were watching the people, and then you saw people in hotel rooms. But just to be in the middle of the thick of things, no, I'm cool on that.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I got you too.
Totally good on
that. Yeah, you want that escape route, right?
Yes.
You know, right? Someplace safe to duck and go. And it's too bad that it was marred by this violence, because otherwise it was a pretty fun parade. I mean, Gasol was having a lot of fun just watching some of the coverage of the parade. And 1.5 million people, and it was such a celebration for an entire country, you know, a city, a province, and a country. And that, you know, some of the people are like, right when they said this will be the headline, and for some people that is the takeaway, which is too bad, because the Raptors are certainly worthy of being able to celebrate what was a tremendous win in the NBA. But we are here on a Tuesday, 2 days ahead of the NBA draft, getting ready for our coverage. A reminder that you can join us at the NBA draft on Thursday night, but if you want to go to State Farm Arena, where Mike Conley and Andy Bunker are going to be doing live coverage on 92 on the game from 7 to 10 of the first round of the NBA draft. If you want to go to the draft party, you can. You have to have tickets, though, and the tickets are available on our website, 929thegame.com, and you go to the events tab or 929thegame.com/events. You have to get tickets to go to State Farm Arena. It's going to be a big crowd, and we're going to be broadcasting live and have everything for you. At the moment, as we sit 2 days out, I stand by my prediction that the Hawks are going to make a draft night trade, but you will not know what the trade is until it happens during the draft, and you won't know it till the Hawks are picking at number 8. If Cam Reddish is there at 8, I think what you're going to get is you're going to have the Hawks select Cam Reddish, and we have a trade. I think that's what you're going to hear. That's my guess, but I'm just guessing. All right, let's talk a little bit more about what's that baseball team in Cobb County? Yeah, those guys. The very latest on what the Braves are saying about Dallas Keuchel and the unsung hero of this team so far this season. Next with John and Hume on another blowout winning morning for the Atlanta Braves on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
No, he's laying off some pitches. He's getting good decisions on off-speed pitches. And, you know, you're really watching him mature as a hitter.
And there's a drive! Long gone from McCann, a three-hit night.
It's another big jack for B-Mac.
Now it's Ozzie's turn to unload. Did he keep that fair? He did! Top of the chop!
Brian McCann and Ozzie Albies going back-to-back with home runs, part of a 12-3 explosion again last night. How good has B-Mac been? Ozzie red-hot, Acuna's hot. The team is just hitting like nobody's business right now. Braves are continuing to win as they open a 3-game lead in the NL East. And welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on another winning night where the Braves have won 7 of 8 on a homestand where they have opened up a lead in the NL East. A lot to talk about and chop up with you, of course, at 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line, same number, 404-741-0929. Now, we are asking a question this morning on our Twitter. And I'll grant you, it's a little bit out there, but it's based on an ESPN headline from this morning. The ESPN headline says, Hugh, this is ESPN this morning, real or not? We keep talking about how ESPN didn't give the Braves any love, right?
No, you kept saying that, but yeah, I got you.
Here's the ESPN headline. Real or not, Braves are ready to run away with NL East, ready to run away with the NL East. And so we're asking you that question on our Twitter. The Braves have won 10 of their last 11 games. Are they ready to run away with this division? You can answer, yep, see you later, Philly, or nope, rough patch ahead. And that's what we're asking you to kind of weigh in on all this and asking you as well. Do you think the Braves are really ready? I mean, we're 73 games in. We have 89 games to go. Are they ready to run away with the NL East at this point?
I would say need to fix pitching one of my
choices.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I'm excited for this team, but I'm grounded in this thing called reality. And the reality is that you know Luke Jackson at this time is still your closer. That's the reality. And we've went through this emotional roller coaster on Saturday where people were ready to throw him off the Braves train. They're ready to throw him off. So it's great that the bats are booming right now. But we know in baseball that they cool off. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit closer to three-run games and four-run games and things of that nature. So you have to fix that pitching. Right now, I like them to make some distance in the division, to run away with it. If you're going to do that, you have to fix this. You got to fix that bullpen. You have to.
Couple of pitching updates from the Atlanta Braves, and we encourage you to weigh in and always be part of the show at 404-741-0929. What do you think? Are the Braves really ready to run away with the division? Suddenly we're talking about that. We're talking about not just getting first place, but three games up on Philadelphia after Philly was rained out last night. We're talking about running away with it? Wow, okay. Maybe they are. The latest on Dallas Keuchel, Friday. Going to start Friday in D.C. So Dallas Keuchel will make his debut for the Atlanta Braves on Friday night in D.C. against the Washington Nationals, and we're all excited about what he could potentially bring to the table. And he would be joining a rotation that includes Julio Teheran, who's pitching tonight. Julio's ERA quietly under 3. A rotation with Max Fried, though, even though Max has struggled a little bit, Max has still put up really solid numbers this year, and you just hope that Max will kind of get it back and turn around and get hot again. And a rotation that includes a guy who is now a serious candidate for Rookie of the Year, and maybe even for the Cy Young, and that is Mike Soroka. Last night, Mike Soroka goes to 8-1, Hugh. His ERA is barely over 2. Another masterful performance. And this is a guy that, you know, is on pace to win 20 games this year. He has been, I don't want to use the word ace, but he's been the number one guy in your staff.
He's been the most consistent pitcher that you've had. Well, the most consistent winning pitcher that you have on your staff. I would say Julio Teheran has been pretty consistent over the last few weeks. But he has been the most consistent winning pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night he gave you 6 innings. He gave you 6 innings of what, 3 hits in 6 innings or something like that. Was really good for you last night.
Yeah, he was very good again. I mean, and they're being able to protect Mike Soroka. This is one of the good things about these bats that are booming, is that they didn't need him. Once the Braves broke the game open, they could sit Soroka, and they don't have to put all that mileage on him. We want these guys to be able to go 8, but later in the year, we're going to probably be asking them to do that.
Yeah, and that's what, if that's the only gripe that I would probably have, is that I need him to go a little bit longer, because then that puts you in position, if you don't get those 12-15 run games like you have, that it's going to tax your bullpen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You know, you got these young guys on a pitch count, and you're trying to save them for later in the season. I get all of that.
Yeah, so the Braves win again. Again, the numbers are just phenomenal. In this homestand, 7-1, should be 8, no. 7-1, 75 runs in those 8 games, 27 runs in the last 2 games. They've had 35 hits in the last 2 games. 35 hits in the last 2 games. They are just ripping the cover off the ball, and it began last night, and you know, When Acuña stands at the plate at the bottom of the first inning, and I said, I looked and I was just watching. I didn't make any prediction. And then bang, and I went, did you see the Mets fan throw the ball back?
He didn't want no parts of that.
It was caught out there in left field by a Mets fan. And all these Mets fans, they're doing typical Mets fans thing. They're going, throw it back. You know,
that's
it was
they,
like
that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what you've been to Citi Field. You've been to Queens.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I haven't seen the ball. The what's that? The apple. I haven't seen none of that.
You didn't go to Shea?
I used to call them the Mess, the New York Mess. Haven't been to Shea either.
You didn't go to Shea.
I remember when I got there, we used to talk about all the time when the Jets used to play at Shea.
Uh huh.
Back in the day, but right. No, I've never been to neither one of those parks. Never been to one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a different crowd than the Yankees. Okay.
Oh no, the Bronx. Oh my goodness.
Oh no, man. The Yankees are much more highbrow.
No, it's like to be in the Bronx at night. Uh-huh. It's a beautiful thing. Has anybody ever rode through the Bronx at night?
Oh yeah,
you know
times.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
It just looks like a with all the bridges and stuff, just riding through. It's different. Didn't want to live in the Bronx. Or New York, for that matter, but New York is nice to look at.
Well, but the thing is that with the Bronx, when you go to Yankee Stadium, there's so much money.
Yeah,
you know, because
in that area,
right? Well, in the front rows, I'm just talking about inside the stadium. There's so much, you know, the highbrow of Manhattan all goes
to the Yankees games,
right?
And it's the history of the Yankees. It's the history. It's all of that.
I mean, they're front runners. They're a bunch of front runners. I mean, they're a bunch. Yeah, that's what they are. And so the Mets get this more of a crowd that's more of a. You know, a working day crowd. You know,
yeah, the working stiff. That's what they call it. The working everyday.
You know,
stiff.
Lunch bucket crowd. Kinda, yeah. You know, and so it's a different. It's sort of like the Jets and the Giants are the same way too. I mean, they have a different fan base.
Well, I would say this, John. For me, I would say that the Giants are the more blue collar, and I think that the Jets are more like the sedity. I don't know why, but it just felt that way. I guess because at the time when I was there, we were on Long Island,
uh-huh.
And a lot of people on Long Island were Jets fans.
The Hampton crowd?
I got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of that. Yeah. I would say that.
Yeah, so but the Mets fan threw the ball back from Acuna. But once he hit that home run, I would never say this because you're, you know, but I thought, this game might be over. I thought, wow.
Great start. I'll tell you what, man, and to be there, and to see the place packed like it was, and to see the excitement, it looked like it's gonna be a good summer.
Mm-hmm.
Look like it's going to be an exciting summer, and I still think that it's still gonna come down to the Phillies and the Braves when it's all said and done. It's gonna come down to that.
Yeah,
series.
But if you're the Phillies right now, I mean, you lose another half game you didn't even play last night. You just got worked by the Braves here in Atlanta. You know what? After what happened last year. If you're the Phillies, aren't you starting to go, oh, because you can't afford to fall too far back because then you start panicking. And even though we're not yet halfway through the season, you start doing things and pushing.
I would say not yet. I would say that there will be the next time that these two teams meet, there will be some element of get back. There will be, you know, don't forget. I don't think that they're looking at the standings just yet, the Phillies, that is.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably dealing with the heat that they're taking up there in Philadelphia right now from the loss that they had against the Braves. Now, you know, with the rain delay last night, the game didn't get played, so they're probably still talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not no need to panic just yet. No need to panic, to push the panic button just yet.
If you're the Mets and you're 8.5 back, if you're the Nationals and you're 9 back, are you? I mean, forget about the Marlins. You know, they were fire sale. The Marlins were mathematically eliminated on day two.
Fire sale.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're the Mets and you know the Mets fans said, you know, you got to go after Kimbrel. You got to go after Kimbrel. They were screaming about it. Mets fans were.
Yeah, I mean, but that was probably when they thought they had a chance to actually be in it.
Right.
Because this at one point, John, this was even considered. It was a 3-team, considered at one point a 4-team race at the beginning of the season.
Right.
Seemed like the Mets have kind of fell out of that a little bit. The Nationals, you never know.
The Nationals are a funny team. They're a team that's got really nice pieces.
Yeah, and you just never know how it's gonna work out for them. And if it does, then you know they're gonna probably fall apart at the end of the season. That's how it's kind of been for the last couple of years. So
you know,
I don't really worry about them, but you might be looking. I don't know how much you know in your division teams are willing to help you out, but you know you might be looking to snatch some pieces from the Mets if they're in a fire sale mode.
Braves are on pace right now to win 95 games. I mean, 95. That's what the pace they're on. 95 wins. And so, you know, this is a team that one thing I know about this team over the last year and a half now. Okay, this club, the club that we see, the Acuña Riley, this Ozzie Albies Braves for Soroka Braves, is that this is a really tight boy. They believe in themselves. If nobody else believes in them, they believe in themselves. This is a team that is not beset with dissension. Even when things are going bad, they've got each other's backs. They are a pretty tight bunch.
Yeah, they've been like that since day one. That's what I've always felt about this team. But again, John, it's a great emotional high. It's great to go into games scoring that many runs, knowing that we don't have to have – we're not looking at our bullpen to let us down. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I think that most Brave fans, when they look at this run that they're on, they're enjoying it. But you know that that bullpen needs to be fixed if you want to keep pushing through this season.
Well, fewer tests of hot bats than Jacob DeGrom. If the Braves are this hot, we see you do what – because DeGrom can suddenly put a two-hit shutout on you with 10 strikeouts like nobody's business because he's Jacob DeGrom. Braves against DeGrom tonight at SunTrust Park with Julio Teheran on the mound, and we'll see if the Braves can continue this tremendous stretch, make it 3 wins in a row and 11 out of their last 12, as that's what they're shooting for tonight. Summer's finally here on Friday. What are you going to do to bridge the gap between now and football? What's your plan? Next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Morning show with John and Hugh on a Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios. Now, normally, right about here, with summer starting on Friday, we sit around here and say, we kind of cry in our beer, Hugh, and say, oh, what are we going to do this summer? How are we going to fill stuff? But you do have a red-hot Braves team. You know, not to forget the fact that Atlanta United, oh, by the way, is almost in first place as well, and they've been red hot. It's just been a minute since they played in Major League Soccer. So we have that to kind of fill the time. Here's the other thing to keep in mind if we talk about what you're going to fill the time with in summer. It is June the 18th. The Denver Broncos will open their camp July the 18th. We are 1 month. This is going to be a short summer.
Yeah.
One month for NFL camps.
You're going to be talking about football a lot. So you better get all them trips and stuff that you have planned, guys, with the significant other. So when football season rolls around, she won't be all up in your face talking about you ain't taking me nowhere.
Yeah, right.
So you better get it done. You better get it done quick.
We have 44 days to the Falcons play football. That's how 6 weeks the Falcons play football and 67 days to the first game in college football between Florida and Miami. But I got vacation coming up next week, going up to Canada, A.O., which I do my annual trip up to Canada.
All right. Yeah. That's what would be fun.
And do a little fishing. And then 4th of July and Peachtree Road Race. Are you running this year? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to run. I'm going to run. It's still kind of up in there, but I think that's going to be the plan. That's going to be the plan, to run, walk the Peachtree Road Race. I know Randy Mack, shout out to my man Randy Mack, said something yesterday about they showed the new shoes for the Peachtree for the 50th.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how can he get a pair of shoes without actually running. And somebody told me I had to walk to get them. But, yeah, it should be pretty fun, man. And I don't know what the T-shirt design is, but it's one of those years that you got to run for the 50th. You kind of almost have to be out there for the 50th because there's going to be a lot of people out there, man. And it's going to be hot, no question about that, but it's always a fun time. It's always a fun time doing the Peachtree.
Tanisha, what are you doing this summer? You have any plans?
Yeah, well, first of all, Hugh's going to abandon me. He's going to do Peachtree, but he's not doing the HBCU 5K walk with me on June 29th.
You know what? I forgot to sign up. I forgot to sign up. It's not too late.
But he's going to be a donor for me, so I appreciate that. Do that. Yeah, so we're going to be getting donations from him and our morning crew. But, yeah, we're going to start this summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah, exactly.
That's called put on the hook. Yep, sure did.
Right. You know,
yep, appreciate you.
You're
going to
be selling Girl Scout cookies or maybe wrapping paper at any time soon.
I ain't going to get no Girl Scout cookies.
In fact, my nephews will be here in late July, and they will have things to sell ahead of the next school year.
It was like that Christmas wrapping paper 1 year.
Right.
My daughter's.
The gift that keeps on giving.
My late ex-wife, God rest her soul. She has a sister that's extremely wealthy. I mean, really super wealthy. And so my daughter had to sell all this wrapping paper, and her aunt walked in and said, I'll just give you a check for all of it.
I was like, thank you.
It must be nice.
Christmas.
Don't have to do this? Yeah.
We're kicking it off on Thursday. Thursday's my birthday, so that's going to start summer fun.
Did you get 30 yet? Is that what
it is? Thank you. Appreciate that, John. Finally. You are so kind.
Finally, a grown woman.
I know, right? And then I'm going to do a road trip, which he was also abandoning me on that road trip to New Orleans in July. Yeah,
he always does this, guys.
He stands me up on a regular. Like, you're not a good BFF. Because I just want to let you know.
But Peachtree is the day of the essence. And that's a nice little – I don't know how I'm going to feel in order to drive all the way to New Orleans after I get done running.
No. Actually, I'm not going to Essence this year for the first time in years. We're actually my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta.
Ooh. Oh, y'all having y'all?
Yeah, we're having our convention.
Oh, yeah, definitely my head.
Yeah, we're having our convention in New Orleans. Yes, July 11th through the 15th.
Hey,
yeah,
I might enjoy that trip to New Orleans.
Oh, the 11th through the 15th.
Red and White of Palooza. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
red and White of Palooza.
Parking.
And then we'll bring the nephews back.
Tell them I said hi, okay?
You don't really mean that.
No, I know.
All that chuckling you did about AD's commentary in the bullpen this morning. Yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where it starts for the summer and then back here because, like you said, we'll be knee-deep in Falcons, and more
well,
Falcons.
Well, because Abe, the producer, was talking about what he's doing this summer because we said, well, vacation, you know, you're traveling, you're running the peach tree, I'm going to go fishing. And he's talking about, I'm going to watch, like, lacrosse, what? And I'm going to watch, like, rugby. I'm like...
No, Abe's a little different.
Yeah, that's really different.
And that's not a bad thing.
You do you staycation yourself all the way through summer, and I, on the other hand, will be all up and down the highway enjoying my life for you.
That should be a fun time.
Yeah, you're gonna watch poker on TV. Is that what you're gonna do? You're gonna watch poker on TV? All right. I admit I watch a little bit of poker on TV, but I'd rather play poker. Okay?
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. We've got some nice casinos in Mississippi. That whole just, you know, drive all the way to New Orleans.
Right.
Nice casinos. I can pick stuff out all the way through.
You know, I mean, you could get it. How far are we from a casino here? I mean, 2 hours, right? About 2 hours, right? Up to North Carolina. I mean, that's probably the closest one, I think. Go up there and play poker. Take a day off. It's okay. You know?
I'm not a gambler. I'm not about to do all that. Only gambling I'm gonna find this person that keeps writing on my car when it's dirty, like in my garage. I'm gonna find that person because, like, you know, wait. I try not to be petty, but that is irritating.
I saw the photo. Never write on a man. That
like,
was funny.
And they did it again this morning,
uh-oh.
And so I had to wash it. But I'm like for me, that is like the worst thing you can do. I know I need my car washed. I don't move it that much, but don't write on another man's car. So they wrote it again this morning. I'm almost of the mindset to lay out there with a little pillow and something and just wait for them to do it again, because that's the worst thing you could do. No, the gate is somebody broke the gate. The gate is broken, and now.
But there's no video camera in there.
I don't know. I don't know.
Go to security and ask.
I probably will do that today, but if not, I was looking on the internet for a camera that I could actually put like one of those ones that when they say motion. The motion detector.
If you go to Walmart, you can get a cop cam.
Yeah, that is that on your phone one. That gives you the.
No, it's just a little. It's like a little itty bitty thing that you could just put in.
You put it on the dash of your car.
Dash of your car, or even in the back. You know,
yeah,
of your car.
I'm gonna probably do that.
Yeah,
because that's cop camera. That is.
It's like
the
$30
most
bucks at
irritating
Walmart.
Thing
Great
that
idea.
you could do to a man.
Yeah, you feel violated.
It's right on his car.
Did you ride?
Yeah, don't do that. So yeah, I had to wash it this morning. But yeah, I'm a little thoroughly irritated behind that.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the Walmart and get one of those things. They're right up there. As seen on TV things.
Yeah,
they're like $30 bucks, and they're really they're small.
Yeah,
so they're not intrusive.
I'm definitely going to do that.
You know. So yeah. Okay. So this is summer coming up here, and again, how long is summer? I mean, summer starts on Friday.
Well, here in Atlanta, it's all the way to December.
Well,
kind of.
Yeah. From a weather
October.
Standpoint, but I'm just talking about. You know, I mean, when we're talking a month from today, NFL camps open. I mean, that's how fast it's coming, like a freight train running. 6 weeks, we got football.
Yeah, and it's going to be warm, too, because, you know, coming out of the house this morning when it was dark, you know it's going to be a warm day when you leave the house in the morning and you're already sweating, walking to the car, and the sun's not even out.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to be a warm day. I don't know what the actual temperature is today or the
be 90.
Yeah, I would venture to say that. It's going to be warm. So make sure, guys. Don't put on too much lotion, because if you over lotion, you're going to really melt. You're going to melt like peanut butter, because it's going to be hot. So make sure you put that right ratio of lotion on so that it won't be coming out of your skin when you're running around. And remember, if you're a bigger guy over 250 pounds,
mm-hmm.
bring your towel, because you're going to leak. You're going to leak a little bit today. It's going to be a leaky day.
That's my cue to leave.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's TMI.
I'm just
TMI.
Saying.
TMI.
It's going to be a leaky day for the big fellas. So make sure you bring your towel.
TMI for you too, John.
I'm just saying.
Are you rethinking this whole thing about how he's not he's not
right.
he's
just, kind of being honest. I'm just being honest.
Maybe you shouldn't be on the road.
No,
trip
I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
He's going to be leaking in your car.
No, right. I'm just saying. I'd ride with the windows down or the AC on. But I'm just saying it's going to be one of them days. It's going to be a leaky day. So make sure you're prepared. Baby powder, right ratio of lotion. And
that guy who worked out with next to me at the gym yesterday, he could have used that advice.
Yeah, you got to have the right ratio. Got to have the right ratio.
The heat is on for the Atlanta Hawks. 6 draft picks on Thursday night. How many will they actually use, and how will they construct this draft? Lloyd Pierce, head coach of the Hawks, talked to Dukes and Bell yesterday. We have the interview. We're going to play some of the interview for you, and we're going to react to it alongside you. We'll do that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.